This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In just a few years, Google grew from a startup based in a garage into the top search engine on the Internet. It did it by building the proverbial better mousetrap, devising the technology to search the Internet so that the best pages came out on top. This week, NPR's Rick Carr reports on how search engines evolved, how they work, and how they do business. Today, the burst of insight that made Google a household name.
In the late 1990s, internet search firms faced a dilemma. Their computers were extremely efficient at indexing millions upon millions of web pages, but lousy at deciding which of those pages were actually relevant to a given search. Human beings, on the other hand, were hopelessly slow at finding and indexing web pages, but great at deciding what was relevant. Stanford computer science professor Terry Winograd says two students at the school realized that, in a sense, every page on the World Wide Web had already been rated by other web pages, or rather by the people who wrote those web pages.
When somebody puts a link from their page to your page, they're voting that your page is worthwhile. So it's a kind of democracy in this loose sense that having links from many pages that point to you actually is an indication that your page probably is something a lot of people want.
Today, Winograd's a consultant to Google, the firm his former student Larry Page and Sergey Brin went on to found. The former Stanford students implemented their insight, which was rooted in prior work in computer science, into a program they called PageRank. It automatically decides whether a web page is relevant to a given search by analyzing which other pages link to it, according to Wayne Rosing, Google's vice president of engineering. Say you're looking for information on the phrase prostate cancer. Rosing says the first step is for Google to find pages that contain those words. Then,
analyze the web pages, and you find the pages in universities and in particular medical schools that are perceived by the other people on the web as authorities, and people refer to those pages.
Quickly and entirely by word of mouth, Google got a reputation for giving good results and for being fast, accurate, comprehensive, and clean. Just a box on a simple page. No pop-up ads, no buttons for stock quotes or weather reports. Within 5 years, it had become the most popular search engine on the web. Its very name had become a verb dropped by characters on the HBO series Sex and the City.
Ridiculous. And according to my new best friend, Google.com,
you Googled him.
The man has dated every woman in New York from 19...
Google officials, by the way, say the firm did not pay to have its name used on television. It probably didn't need to. By some measures, in 2003, Google controlled about three-quarters of the search market. That prompted competitors to look for ways to out-Google Google. Microsoft will launch its own search engine later this year, according to Lisa Gurry, a director of the firm's MSN unit.
The primary area that we're focusing on long-term is truly delivering the answers to people's questions rather than just returning pages of web links.
Gurry says Microsoft thinks half of today's queries to search engines actually go unanswered.
The problem often is that it's either not the right result or it's so overwhelming with the amount of information that's sent back that you don't have time to weed through the amount of information that you've received to know if you've received the right result or not.
Gurry says it's too early to say how Microsoft will solve those problems. Yahoo has entered the competitive fray, too. Until early this year, the firm had been buying its search results from Google. But over the past 2 years, it bought three other search engine firms. Yahoo Senior Vice President Jeff Weiner says Yahoo Search focuses on indexing the tens of billions of documents online that other search engines don't. Weiner says that's known as the deep web, sites with a lot of available information, but which require users to fill out a form to search for that information.
Some of those websites are so deep or so rich, it's difficult for a crawler to access that content. At other times, content's being created so dynamically. For example, an auction, a real-time auction. It's very difficult to crawl that information on a real-time basis.
Weiner says Yahoo's solving that problem by having organizations that run sites like that feed the information directly to Yahoo's database. National Public Radio, which puts dozens of news stories and interviews online every day, is participating in that program. All the new focus on search technology is driven by money. Yahoo's Jeff Weiner says search is a hot business.
Given the growth we were seeing in the revenue, we recognize that search could very much be a good business for us.
For most internet users, that's counterintuitive. How can a firm expect to make money on a service it offers to millions of consumers for free? The answer to that question is our story for tomorrow. Rick Carr, NPR News.